right, teabaggers. Welcome to the second episode. I'm your host, Nathan and Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
D Bears.
All sorted.
And Lindsay.
Hi.
All right. D Bears, you want to tell us about what you got us today?
Yeah, dude.
For a little celebration?
Yeah, a little celebratory to the fact that we launched the episode last week. I got us a Tesla.
Fuck yeah.
Model kind X.
Okay.
White on white. You know how it is.
Dude, that shit is beautiful.
Dude, it is the sexiest car I've ever driven.
The majestic, like, back doors. Oof.
I know.
Dude, those gullwing doors are just fuego.
Dude, I want a giant-ass iPad in my car. How do I get
is
that installed?
Is it actually an iPad?
It's not an iPad.
I was like, no.
It's so sick, though.
Yeah.
It is. You know you can have, like, a fireplace on...
Yeah, have you
done that?
Yeah, the girl that was helping us out with the car, super fuego, by the way. She like showed us like the tricks, like little Easter eggs of the car,
yeah,
on the settings. And then what really made me tear up was there was a Mars one, and it had the Mars rover, and I was like, pour out one from a homie.
They made it kind of lame though, because before it was like Easter eggs in the car, so you had to like do some stuff,
yeah,
to like unlock it. But she just like, here's all the secret stuff.
Well, I mean, you know,
just go ahead and can play with it all.
How else are you gonna get
that's boring
sales out?
You know, there's one where you could like make a light show.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
like, I want to do it.
Oh yeah, dude, they do that all the time when I'm at work.
Like
they
the
do
doors
it
dance, I
yeah
think, too.
Yeah, and then they have a light it show. Yeah, and then there's music.
Oh fuck, dude, they did
wait
that.
Why don't we do that?
We're gonna do it. Once
we'll do it
done
later.
Oh, sorry, you want to do it at the morning stoplight when we're driving?
Chinese fire drill.
Oh god damn it. Anyways, are we gonna jump into after? Like, what's what do you want to hit up?
I mean, dude, something happened last week that kind of coincided with the story you were telling last episode.
What was the story? Recap? What was the story?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Your girlfriend?
Being a hoe?
I love her to death. Wait,
no.
My girlfriend being
no
a whore?
No.
No, D-Bear's being a hoe last week. On the episode.
That was a great 2 days.
So, D-Bears, why didn't you come to the party?
Why didn't you go to the party?
Yo, Karishma, why didn't you cruise to the party?
Jesus Christ, I fucking hate you guys.
Wait, you're on a date?
Why
aren't you on a date
with
me?
All right, the only reason you guys are bringing that up is because I was baked out of my mind.
I feel so bad for Tracy.
I know.
Same. But for backstory, D-Bears was asked at this party that he was talking about last episode. And... he what drunkenly called?
No, it was
baked.
Very coherent.
He was baked.
Oh, that's not that's, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should have said yes. You were.
Yeah, but you should have been like, I was high out of my mind. That's why I made that mistake.
Look, the reason I had called was because she was supposed to be at that party that I was going to, because it was our friend's birthday.
Okay.
So
sure.
I was like, oh, okay, because our friend Tanya told us she's gonna be there. Like, all right, cool. And when I got there with Wasik and Amar, there was just all dudes. So I thought,
yeah,
I thought
because,
I walked into the wrong
because
house.
apparently he texted Tanya and was like, "Yo, bring your Asian girl," like referring to me.
You?
That's what you
yeah
think.
And I was
Krishna's
like,
also Asian.
No, he replied to the story of me. Okay, yeah, he was like, "Bring your Asian girl," and that was really weird. So I was just like, "I'm not. I don't think I'm gonna go."
Oh yikes.
Yeah.
So back to the important part. So yeah, we're at that party. She was supposed to be there. And
okay. Why does she have to be the hot one?
God, I fucking hate you guys.
Wait, Karishma?
Yeah.
Can you guys leave me alone? I was super baked when I asked her that question. And for context. So basically, at the end of the night, you guys are all wrong about the story. So at the end of the night, I had gotten home. And
what?
So she had
I got home.
Yeah, yeah.
Picked up hold my up phone.
Video chat. It was video chat. It was
no way.
It was video chat.
It was video chat.
Yeah, it was video chat.
No
dude,
way.
Dude, these first two episodes are just brutal to me.
Yo, Karishma.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm at this party right now.
No.
Why
no
did you cruise?
No. I called when I called her the first
why
time.
The
that was just
one?
That was a regular just like try to call her type call.
Oh, okay.
So night happens, whatever, and I end up at my friend's cousin's house, and from there I got super baked. And then afterwards, I go home later. Man, this is going to really just ping drug use on me. Fuck.
I mean, it's legal, so.
Yeah, here. But... Oh, you're right. You're yeah. right.
We're in Cali, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking Cali Kush. No, anyways. So I get back home, and Karishma had called me back. She's like, oh, hey, you called. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. Why aren't you cruising the party?
Let me fucking explain, you cuck. So... I called her back. I was like, oh, hold on. I'm driving. I'll let you know what's going on when I get home.
Okay.
I'm at home. I got to change because, you know, night out.
I got to change for this video chat.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So then I'm calling her and we get to this topic of her going on 3 dates.
What was that?
Because I know the conversation.
Yeah, fuck you. You know this conversation. So she gets on the topic of that she's going to be going out on a date in LA. So, Jordan, if you make ASMR noises, I will punch your throat.
That was me. I was making fun of you because you made that noise.
I was smacking my lips because they were dry. I'm sorry.
Stop.
Let me tell this story. All right, go on.
All right, so...
Hold for plane.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold for plane.
What?
Hold for plane. Go on.
Go.
Sorry, I was holding for the plane. And so I call her. She's going like, oh, I have a date this week in LA. I was like, oh, what if it goes badly? And she's like, why would it go badly? My high ass response was, because it's not with me. And she was like, oh my God.
Oh my God, D-Bears, you're so sweet.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah, I'm so like different.
Why aren't you at the party?
Why do you have to be the hot one?
Oh, that was because when I was currently quote unquote single,
when you lied.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So I was like, yo, what's up with your hot friends? And she's like, why does everybody always ask about my friends and it's never me? So I hit her with a okay, fine. Theoretically speaking, what if you're the hot one? And all 3 of you cucks just but were I mean, like, yo, she's the hot one, D-Bears?
That's not what she said. That's why
she
we
twisted
are
the
like,
words. She twisted the words.
Because she said, you asked, why do you have to be the hot one? That's why.
In a man voice like
well,
that?
Well, no. It was also on top of the fact that I was like, baked. Okay, theoretically you're speaking. Well, yeah, because I was fucking baked. Smoke weed every day.
Fucking cat.
His high level's over 9,000.
His high level's over 9,000! Why did you come to the party?
All right,
let's move on.
That's the recap of that.
We're done roasting D-Bears and Karishma. She's going to be a reoccurring event.
We
love you, Karishma.
She is
Lindsay?
An event.
Huh? So who's this dude in Anthro?
No.
Oh, yeah. We heard Lindsay has a love interest.
When? You told them?
Uh-oh.
When?
Are we not called the official tea?
We got to spill tea. It's the reoccurring segment.
I barely talked to him last
Was
class?
It like some Mean Girls type shit where he turned around and he's like, hey, what's the date?
All right, let's go.
Like, October 22nd.
How do you know the exact
I think it's... Hold on. Let me make sure verbatim I'm...
All right, hold on. Let's get to know this guy. What's his name?
Yeah, that's the catch. I don't like his name.
What's his first
Why
name?
Why do I have to say well, it
No, just
here.
Change his name. Make it something you like.
Okay.
What the podcast.
What does it rhyme with? Because we can't say names on here.
Yeah.
Besides Karishma.
What's the name rhyme
what
with?
What does his name what rhyme with?
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. Before you start, the actual date that he asked is October 3rd. My bad.
D-Pears. Speaking to the mic, by the way.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Like that. I want to hear your voice. What does the name remind you of? Or rhyme with?
Lane? I don't know.
Lane.
Oh, I know what the
yeah.
name is.
Oh, you
so
you,
it's the fourth
told,
letter of the alphabet.
I told them.
You swapped the L out with the fourth letter of the alphabet? And that's his first letter.
No, we can't talk about this.
Why? Does your anthro class listen to this
okay,
podcast?
If he listens to this podcast?
How would he know?
Then you're in.
Is he a Chad?
Lindsay. Like Nathan would say best.
Is that your
we
bad
We plug,
name?
But we don't what? Plug.
Y'all ruined my life. That's what you do.
What are friends for?
We don't really
is
do
he a Chad?
D-Bears.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, apparently he's on the baseball team.
He's on the baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
I bet he fucking has, like, chewing tobacco. He's like, oh. All right, Billy.
He loves some country music, Baylor.
What? I don't think you... chewing tobacco.
I don't fuck with tobacco.
Just I OG smoke kush. Weed every day.
Just OG kush.
Yuck, Arishma. I'm at this party. All right.
Okay. Back to Lane.
Yeah, let's call him Lane for the rest of the show.
So has he made a move, or have you made the move, Lindsay?
She's making the move right now.
No, I barely talked to him. It's weird to talk to him because he sits behind me.
It's
kind of weird because nobody really talks in class. So it's kind of weird to be like, hey, you know.
No, just turn around and be like, hi, how are you?
Wait, he sits behind you?
Yeah.
Just next class, sit right next to him.
There's always, because I'm always late to class.
You're giving me shit for about school.
I'm only 5 minutes late. I'm not 40 minutes late.
I walked into that one.
Yeah. And there's always just already someone sitting beside him, so.
Maybe, you know, you should make an effort.
Honestly, that happened to me last class. There was this chick that was pretty cute. And I kind of like
what does her name rhyme with?
I have no idea her name.
She's the Mysterio
woman. I have
she's
no the one, idea what Mysterio. Her name is.
She's the one that got away. Everybody has one of those.
But last class, I sat in the seat that sat next to her. She didn't show up. I was so sad.
It was the guy that was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Do you know how much I had to ant myself at? I was like, all right, I'm going to sit next to her. I'm going to ask her, like,
what's your name?
If she has a pencil.
What's your name?
Oh, the classic. The you just, like, ask her about schoolwork.
Yeah, I showed up early. She didn't walk in.
Did you stay the entire class sesh?
Of course.
You fucking bitch.
Dude, I pay for that shit. I'm not going to leave.
Oh.
And then I went to the gym.
Y'all pay for school?
That is correct. They go to the gym.
I fucking love being middle class.
I mean, I really want to switch places in my class too, because this girl that I sit next to, I think she's pretty friendly, but she has the strongest resting bitch face I've ever seen.
Stronger
every
than
time. Ours? Yeah, I know. That's weird, right? Every time I sit down, because I'm late, so when I sit down, she turns to me and, like, glares at me, and I'm like, are you, like, annoyed that I'm sitting next to you, or what? I don't understand. She glares at me all the time.
You should just straight up ask her.
There was one time I forgot to bring a pen. I went to school without any stationery.
Of course you did.
God, yeah.
I fucking hate international students. They just come to our fucking country, and they're just like, hi.
They fucking come to our country unprepared.
Yeah, like
they show up and they're like, "Oh, but like I don't have a pen.
I had to sign
my passport.
I had my laptop. I didn't think I needed a pen, and then I realized, oh shit, there's a sign-in sheet I need to write on, so I had to borrow a pen. It's the same class.
Anthro.
Yeah, anthro.
I'm pretty sure you need.
How did you know that?
Why would I? He just said.
To take notes.
Because Lane's in that class.
I use my laptop to take notes. I just said, pay attention. Oh, my God.
Nothing beats pen and paper.
And you bring pen and paper to your class?
I fucking do.
Really?
So you destroy the trees?
On your math problems?
Yes, let me do my math problems on my
laptop. You always do it on your laptop.
No, I do the homework on my laptop. I don't do my math homework on this.
Okay, moving on.
Beef.
We have too much beef. We can't fit it in the podcast.
Oh God, I want to drop something, but I can't.
What? Drop it.
No. You already told me not to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Don't drop it.
Well, I wanted to talk about how I started Friends from College on Netflix.
Is it good?
It's all right.
Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
The fact that like a week later Netflix announces that they cancel it.
Wait, really? They canceled
it? Yeah.
They're not making any more. They only have like two seasons, and it ended on like a cliffhanger.
No.
It's weird. It's like very cinematic, but it's a full comedy.
It's enjoyable.
I think it's sending a message why it's a cliffhanger, because you never know what your friends in college will do.
What?
After, you know, just get out of college. No, I haven't finished the second season.
I haven't either. I stopped. First season was really good, though.
On the worst part of that end is on cancellations. Both Jessica Jones and The Punisher being canceled.
I
mean,
I saw it. Yeah, I saw
it. It was bound to happen, but, like, I'm sad.
Also, like, Eminem saying Netflix is stupid for doing it. Like, first off, why are people, like... Like, sure, people are backing him up, but, like, they have to cancel it because they don't have the rights to make it anymore.
They do. They do have the rights. It's just that because Disney is coming out with another streaming service...
they can't renew their contract. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. It's competitive with Netflix, so they don't want to continue making these shows if it's going to get transferred onto Disney anyway.
Then why did Hulu come out saying, oh, we'll continue it if no one else wants to? Like, none of this makes sense.
Hulu's trying to get the vote. I don't know.
They're trying to get people to sign up for Hulu when in reality they won't actually have Daredevil.
Shout out to Spotify for students.
Okay, well, back to why I wanted to talk about Friends from College. I guess this is for the dudes.
Oh, okay.
I see the exclusivity in this. Okay, I see.
It raised my curiosity.
Oh, shit.
Would you suck a dick for $30,000?
Oh, fuck. $30,000? You could ask Lindsay, too.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, that's a lot.
You wouldn't suck a dick for $30,000?
You can start your
I meant guys because the guy said it.
Oh,
I was like,
$30,000? Wait.
It was for his wife, though. It was for getting.
In this case, like, would spoiler. It just.
Yes,
would you be able to. Would both parties ever talk about it? Or is it just like a one and done? Because 30K is a lot.
Well, no.
So we know what your answer is.
No. I'm just asking the real
question. Well, you don't have to tell anybody about it. Oh, and if other guy shares, then just deny
how
it.
How much is a Model X?
Hold up. Gotta look this shit up real quick.
Hold on.
Wait, Nathan,
are we talking about getting all of it decked out?
It's way more than
Model
30,000.
X?
Yeah,
way more.
Ooh, 82,000. Sorry, buddy.
I'm gonna have to suck
so if you do
three
it,
dicks.
Yeah, so if you do it three times, you get it.
See,
well,
but
no,
I
can't. Because we have Lindsay. We got to think about the extra packages. Do I want lane
departure? Wait, didn't they come out with a economic Tesla?
Yeah, the Model 3? No, fuck that shit. That's only a dick and a half.
And about is that, it not
why
nice?
Why are you comparing the currencies like that?
Is it not nice?
Well, we have to be able to convert the currency to real world.
Real world. Value.
No. So the starting price of the Model 3 is about $30,000, give or take.
Is it?
About $35,000.
Yeah,
so out the door.
I could get my Challenger, bro.
Jordan, nobody likes muscle cars except for you.
I mean,
you just lost half
I hit
fan
up my
base.
Foreign whip.
I'm sure many GTI. Americans do.
America.
Anyways, back to the real question I had.
GM engineering? What's the real question?
$30,000 to suck a dick.
Just answer it.
No.
God.
Answer you know it. What? It's for the dudes. The question is for the dudes. Answer it.
Well, Lindsay already said no. So.
Yeah.
Lindsay just hates money.
No. I don't hate money. I already
have it.
She just hates dicks. That's reasonable.
That's a reasonable thing. 2019. You can hate what you like.
You can hate what you like?
Or you can hate without others.
You better stop avoiding the question.
Yeah.
I don't want to answer. It's too personal.
You already answered with the that's a lot of money.
Wait.
I'm Tesla. The only one with balls to answer it.
I already said no.
Oh, okay.
But it takes real balls to say yes.
Nathan, would you?
Yeah.
Nah. Nah.
Fuck,
not.
Well, I have to say no now, too.
No, you don't.
What do you mean you have to say no?
Wait. Okay. D-Bears, you can just say no homo before.
Yeah.
Just don't look him in the eye and say no homo. And then it didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Yeah, why not? 30K, no homo.
All
right,
you guys heard it. D-Bears is
Nathan's like, okay.
If you fuckers cut my audio where it just says yes... I'm done.
I'm gonna edit so it's like, yes, I'll suck a dick for 30 minutes.
Thanks for the idea.
And then you'll put in yes, I'll suck, and then me saying number 3 earlier.
Karishma.
What?
I don't know why.
What?
Yeah. I was gonna try and incorporate a joke.
Is she on your mind or something?
Is she?
D-Bears, I heard you wanted to talk about work stories.
Yeah. Well, we're working right now. What's up with Karishma, bro?
I was just kidding.
I fucking hate old people at work.
Jeez,
why?
Damn.
What? That's
what the fuck?
So my job just got bought up by a new company.
No.
Changed their whole
Jordan
menu
hates
board.
The elderly stereotype. Okay, go on. He doesn't hate old people.
No.
He hates just, the elderly stereotype of customers.
Exactly. And we changed our menu board to their orange now for the prices. And like, I cannot read the prices.
Okay, first off, he works at a movie theater. You didn't say
yeah,
that.
For context.
We're all like, his company got bought out by another and they changed prices.
And now he hates old people.
And now he...
But the old people are like, I can't see the board. Can you please tell me?
Well, so why do they have an accent like that?
Because they're old.
Because you know,
that's
just
not
can't
that's
talk.
Not an old accent. You were making
what's an old accent?
It's back when I was a boy. But no, anyway, okay, they complain
like,
about not
like
seeing the
pedophilic
back
slash
in the day,
elderly
movies
accent.
Were $2.
Back yeah, those in the people day, are we so. We used to sneak in there and get a willy dilly done.
Anyway,
what is a willy dilly?
I don't know.
He's like, haha, I was joking.
Haha, XD.
Haha, I don't want to suck a dick anymore.
Anymore?
Because he said yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, man, money's money.
Money is money.
And also, because I said no homo.
Yeah,
so okay.
Dude, money's money. I'm here for the grind. Whatever gets me the money.
Yo, whatever every gets day me the bread. I wake up and I roll out and my alarms, they
out,
all say,
though.
Get that bread. Anyway.
But yeah, old people are just annoying. They can't read it and they're like, you need to fix your money board. And I'm like, well, I can just tell you the prices. They're like, no, you lost a sale.
Oh, dude, that's my favorite.
I don't fucking care.
Bro, my work, customers come in, they're like, can you get me this laptop for this other laptop's price? I look at them and I'm like, no, I can't do that. And they throw a bitch fit and they're like, can I speak to your manager? Because you just lost a sale there, junior. And then my manager, I work at a computer store, aka.
You work at Microsoft?
Sorry, I don't want to name drop my work. Anyway.
He works at. Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so at Microsoft,
we sell
furnaces. And this customer was asking about a particular furnace with an i7, 16 gigs of RAM.
Did you just say furnace?
I don't want to, you know, name drop all the products.
Oh, okay.
I'm currently using my furnace.
Oh, the new furnace that just came out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually
from
using
Microsoft.
Right now. Yeah, yeah.
It starts with an S.
So Microsoft came out with a new furnace.
Yeah, Microsoft.
Furnace book.
The furnace laptop, too.
The new furnace book.
Pro.
No, no, I used to have
no,
the furnace
No, furnace
Pro.
Book.
Hey, hey, listen, bitch. I work there. I know the.
Oh,
know the
shit.
Items.
Okay. Right.
Anyways, they'd ask me, like, yeah, so can I get this for cheaper? And then I tell them, no. Because you don't have any deals. And they're just like, oh, you lost a sale there. I'm never going to come into the store again. They come in the next week with an appointment. And they're like, oh, my email's not working. And I'm like, I look them dead in the eye.
Why would they go in and ask why their email isn't working?
No, they're telling me that their emails are not working.
Wait, why would they come and be like,
why would they go to a computer software / hardware store to ask about their emails?
My email's not working. Fix it.
No, but like they come in and they're like, yo, give me a discount. No. You just lost a sale, bitch.
Well, No. They go, oh, you just lost a sale, bro. I'm going to go down to the Apple store and get the same thing. And I look at them like,
No, you're not. It's Lapple.
No, it's Bapple.
Okay. No, but going back, it's like, if you weren't going to buy it without a discount, like, that wasn't a sale in the first place.
Exactly.
So fuck you.
Moral of the story is fuck those customers.
Well, it's just where we live. Everyone's entitled and everything. It's annoying.
That's true.
Like, there was lines at concession the other day, and this guy comes over to the box. He's like, the lines are too long. Give me a ticket for free movies. And I was like, what the fuck? It's a movie theater. You wait in the fucking lines. I don't understand why you wouldn't wait.
Did you tell him that?
Well, you just buy them online.
No,
now.
I just said, sorry, I can't give you a pass for a line. I was like, what the fuck?
You can just buy them online now. Just tell them to buy them online.
I guess I could. But it was for concessions. Like, if you
I
want
just, like,
food.
Blasted your mind.
No, I don't know where my Chick-fil-A is.
I guess, like...
For our viewers, Lindsay ordered Chick-fil-A about
minutes.
Almost an hour ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it arrived by tomorrow.
And my dumbass...
They just lost a sale.
Phil Myers and... Who's the CEO of Chick-fil-A? I know it's some, like, cis white male who just hates everything that's modernized.
Did you say cis?
Yeah, dude, just don't worry about it.
Like a skin thing?
Yes, he looks like a skin condition.
Okay.
That's kind of mean, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
he makes pretty good chicken.
I know. I'm still giving him money, so I can say all the things I want.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Okay. Anyways, continuing work stories. Nathan, remember that one time we were working on Stater Brothers?
Ha ha! Throw back to the good old days.
So yeah, this was actually our first job, so we really didn't know what to expect in retail. Stater Brothers.
A grocery market.
Sorry, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry, I know.
I'm not acquainted with the American ways.
I know. Singapore only has Whole Foods.
We don't have Whole Foods.
But for peasant people, they go to Stater Brothers.
We don't have Whole Foods.
Lies.
What do you have?
Anyways, really let me continue my fucking story.
Okay.
She has Lolludes.
Wait, what Lolludes? Do you have actually, though?
She has Whole Foods.
Shut up. We have something called Fair Price, and we don't even have Target.
So you have a 99 cent store.
There are no 99 cent stores.
You have Fair Price.
Then where do you get soy sauce?
At Fair Price.
Is it the Maggie soy sauce, though?
Do they actually have Fair Prices?
No.
That's how they get you. They're like, oh, it's a Fair Price store. They walk in, they're like, well, we're already here. No.
Sir, I want this discount or else you're losing my sale. Sir, it's a Fair Price. That's all I can offer.
Well, here, let me
offer fair prices. I want this discount.
Let me look at other market prices. It says here Costco's selling it for cheaper. Can you price match? Oh, sir, we don't price match Costco.
Fair Price is like basically the only franchise in the entire country that is like groceries, supermarket store.
So what's the point of living in Singapore?
So there's no Whole Foods. There's no comparison. Like, there's no like, oh, let me just go to Target to get something like that. No, there is only one.
Honestly, I'd never want to live there.
I would leave immediately.
I don't want.
Wait, oh, the guy is outside the building. I'm gonna go get my Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Anyways, back to the real story.
No, we're gonna cut. When you get back.
I fucking hate the opposite.
Whoa, dude.
I'm kidding. So back to my real story. So okay. Yeah, when we were working at Stater Brothers.
Yeah, what story is
I remember
this?
You were just wait.
Was I there?
Yeah, we were on the same shift.
Oh fuck yes.
So I remember I was coming off cart duty, which basically just pushing carts back and forth.
For sure.
I would flex by pushing 20. You weren't supposed to do that. You're supposed to do 5. But you know, you're in high school.
Was it 5?
Yeah.
Max was 5.
Max was 5. They wanted you to do max 5.
Oh dude.
Easily 20.
Easily 20.
His cart level's over 5.
All right, go on with the story. I want to know what happens.
So, what happens is, I remember you come out, you're like, yo, D-Bears, some guy just shit in the aisle.
Oh my god, yes! Yes! I remember this, holy
and
shit.
I'm going back in, and everybody else is just like, yo, did Nathan tell you? And I said it's pretty loudly. I was like, that's somebody shit in the meat department.
Dude. Oh, my God. So the story is, I don't know what the fuck I was doing.
You were doing sweeps.
Was I doing sweeps? Oh, that makes sense.
You were just getting off sweeps. So
I did. I just got off sweeps. So, like, I would have had to clean it up. But I heard whoever was next, they, like, came up to me from the bathroom. And they're like, dude, this guy shit everywhere.
I think it was
Cliff.
Cliff? No, Cliff was him or Julius.
I thought Cliff was the one that cleaned it up. Whatever, who cares? But so this freaking elderly man, he straight up just stood there. Apparently, this is from the meat workers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
is it unlocked?
And so he couldn't make it to the bathroom, so he just stood there. And his shit just fell.
Just flopped.
From his
leg.
Like,
there was no interruption of it hitting his pants. It was just...
You're going to have to put your shit down, yeah.
Just splat right on the Stater Brothers floor. Shit down, like he put his
shit down. Okay. Yeah, but yeah. So it slid straight through his pant hole. And someone came out and was like, sir, you have to go to the bathroom. So like he guided him to the bathroom. Which is like on the left side of the store. It's like midway point of the store. Huh? And you guys are breaking my concentration.
Sorry, puppy.
And he just leaves this trail of poop. Oh, God. And it's so disgusting.
Oh, dude, I think we weren't... Nobody was like allowed... Not even the customers were allowed to get their meat at that point.
I don't even know. I don't remember.
God, it's been so long.
But then he goes to the bathroom and... Either Cliff or Julius comes out because, like, I guess they were helping him inside or something. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. He comes back out and he's like, dude, it, like, got everywhere in the bathroom. And it was so gross. I remember, dude, it smelled so bad that day. Oh, the entire rest of the day.
I'm so glad an early shift. God, that was wonderful.
Oh, what a throwback. I miss that crew so much.
Dude, same. Like, we made some pretty decent friends, and, like,
if they're listening to this, we all miss you still. We remember you.
No, no, except for one person. No, except for two people. Fuck those two people.
Which one?
You already know.
It's either one that hits you up on Instagram and you're like,
No.
Dang,
no.
Podcast. He never worked. Why do you hit me up?
He never worked with us. Oh. No, no, Nathan knows who it is. The name starts with Darren.
There's one rhyme.
And the other name rhymes with Fiefen.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
You know. Fuck those two.
Why? I love them both. But anyways.
I bet. I wonder why.
Wait, Jordan, what's the leftovers? Yeah. I want to know what these leftovers are.
Yeah. Fuck these words.
What are these leftovers in the talking points?
My mom just made spaghetti.
Oh, the spaghetti story.
And she shoved it in a Ziploc bag, and I don't know why the fuck you would put it in a Ziploc bag. It makes it look all disgusting and, like, unedible.
Like, well, you guys just didn't have a fucking...
We have Tupperware.
Oh.
I don't know why she just, like, I'm going to put it in a Ziploc bag.
I feel like that's so much harder to do.
Exactly, and it looks disgusting in the fridge.
Is she going to listen to this episode?
I don't know, maybe. But Mom, if you're listening, I love you. Just don't put it in a Ziploc bag.
Mom, we do have Tupperwares. They're in the second drawer to the left.
They're next to my hopes and dreams.
No, that's down the garbage disposal.
Jesus Christ.
T-Bears.
What's up?
Peer grading fucking sucks.
Oh, dude. We gotta ease into that topic.
Do we, though?
Coming back to the worst.
I didn't know how to transition from spaghetti to peer grading. Just tell a spaghetti joke and relate it to...
You gotta transition to, like, hey, man, like, so my mom keeps putting spaghetti all fucked up. Anyways.
Bars.
Yeah, there you go. See? That's how you do it. Like, anyways, like, yeah, guys ever been to school? Like this is school.
Why didn't
you
show up to the party?
Oh, I fucking hate you.
Why'd you give me a zero on this assignment?
All right, so since Lindsay's not here and she can't talk shit on us.
Wait, do we need to open the door for her?
No, she propped it up.
Yeah, she's a jacket there.
Sure. So the real question is, I'm liking this Apex thing.
Oh, shit,
she's back.
No.
God damn it, we got back.
I totally forgot we could have talked about Apex.
We literally had the best conversation. Like,
we still can. She has to eat.
Apex shit is hype.
Oh, but yeah, dude. Apex, by far better than Fortnite.
Like,
by far.
All right. Apex Legends is a game that just came out. It's a free-to-play. It's competing with Fortnite a little bit.
Okay, just kidding. I'm not interested.
Lindsay,
eat your food.
No. Please don't munch on the mic.
No, but dude, Apex, oh my God. You thought Fortnite was good? Apex is skill level based. Fuck building. Fuck building that shit, dude. Like, dude. I thought it was decent.
Bro.
But, dude, kids learn how to build? Oh, my God.
Kids. Dude, it's because those kids have higher reflexes. We're just getting old, man.
Dude, we just don't play enough
We're
Legos.
We're 20. We're not old.
Dude. If you, like, could You're compare 21. Yourself to you playing how you were when you were in middle school, playing Call of Duty and shit...
I think they just have, like, less worries. I think while we play Fortnite, we're still thinking about, like, fuck, I have an assignment due at 11:59.
Is that what you're thinking? I'm just thinking, like, fuck. No, I'm not thinking about anything, actually.
Oh, so you're still in middle school?
Yeah.
So yeah. You should be good. Oh, that's why you're so good.
You ever just, like, get on your little bike home to get on COD with the boys, put the microphone on, and life is good?
It's 2012. You're biking home from junior year.
It's 2012. It's 2012. Black Ops 2 just dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And your homies ask you, yo, you gonna cop new Black Ops?
Yeah, join the party.
And your squeaky voice says, yeah. You release date comes. You rush home. You ask mommy and daddy to take you home to GameStop first to go pick up the game.
Oh, they don't take me. I walked to GameStop. I was a full committed...
Oh, I walk teenager. At 11:50 to go to that midnight release, baby.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I love going to the midnight release with my mom.
I remember one of the Call of Duty midnight releases. They had like a fucking DJ.
Oh, fuck.
They had a DJ.
Bro, that's
all I had to say.
Dude, that's how lit it was. I haven't been to a midnight release in forever, dude.
They're not lit.
Anyways, but yeah, like, you just go back to GameStop, go home. All your buddies like, hey, man, when are you getting online? You're like, dude, I got to complete this math, middle school math. And they're just like, okay.
No, the worst was when you couldn't afford to buy it at that time. And they're like, yeah, you're a Christmas noob. Ha ha. Because you had to get it on Christmas.
I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, now we're that guy. When we get on, you're like, oh, dude, these fucking Christmas noobs are gone. We're going to fucking kill all of them.
We're going to put them in the dirt. 6 feet under. Ha ha. Lindsay, I hope you choke on a fry.
Okay.
Lindsay, what?
When'd be the first time you choked on something?
She's trying to do some ASMR right here, dipping the fry next to the mic.
Wait, no, Lindsay, what's your favorite video game you've ever played?
I hope it's Club Penguin.
I don't think I've played video games.
Singapore doesn't have video games.
Pokemon?
Singapore does, but I never played video
games. Never played Pokemon Go?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Never played Super Mario?
I played that, like, once.
So you played video games.
God, dude.
My parents raised me, like, I never had a laptop until I was 17.
So you didn't have fun. Okay.
Well, shit, I played on console, so.
No, and, like, we had, like, scheduled TV time. We couldn't. I think Jesus it was just my Christ. Parents.
So hook up that Xbox and make use of that scheduled time.
We only
time.
Had Wii. We didn't have Xbox.
Singapore had the WoW box.
As in, not Singapore, like my house.
No, all of Singapore.
Singapore had scheduled TV time.
No,
like it is now the end of television. We're turning them all off.
No, that's when all the servers just bump up and all the like people running the servers are like, holy shit, everyone's online. We got to fucking manage all these servers. Where did this spike come from?
And they're all tuning into Love Island.
No, because my parents really wanted me to be like an overachieving person. So they would... I would have like
stereotypically Asian. It's adorable.
I know. I would have like piano lessons and then Jesus. Piano practice times and then ballet lessons and then ballet practice times.
I used to do that. I had karate lessons and saxophone lessons.
Why is that funny?
Because that's literally what she was talking about. Right.
Yeah, but it just makes sense for her. But when I look at you and I'm like, Nathan used to do karate?
Dude,
and I just look. And I'm just
you want to see my high kick right now?
Hi-ya!
Do it.
Jordan, do we want to see your high kick right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm with you, Nathan. I used to do boxing and jiu-jitsu. That was a throwback.
We used to do boxing?
You used to do theater, right?
Oh, yeah. I have a weird history. All right, so the things I used to do were... 7th grade, I participated in acting school and got my certificate. And my dumbass...
So you're a certified actor.
No. So the only reason I went to that school is because my friend that was in Meet the Browns was from the same school when he got casted. You remember Gunner? Oh yeah, just drop the whole name. Fuck, damn, bro.
No, he's on Meet the Browns.
Yeah, you're right. Because he probably has an IMDb page.
And he's chill. He's cool.
I love Gunner.
I like that kid.
Yeah.
Same.
So, like, basically, I finished up all that stuff. And I didn't want to pursue anything after completing it. Even though everybody told me, they're like, yeah, you have really good talent. Like, you would do something. Because I got into the car and I was crying. I was like, Mom. Oh, no, let me forget. I was like, Mom, I don't want to leave my friends behind. Yeah. That's why I didn't do anything with it.
You should get back into acting and go on Real Bros of Simi Valley. You'd fit right in.
Jimmy Tatro, if you listen to this, I would love to be on season 3.
Honestly, yeah. Just have to do a little...
Why weren't you at the party?
Cody Ko, Jimmy Tatro, if you're listening to this podcast, I would love to be on season 3.
The fucking baby shit.
I can keep the same name. I can have my own kid. Name him Little Peep.
Little Peep?
Oh, shit. Oh, that is not good.
No, you're literally... Wade's name.
Pepe
not
the frog?
Wade. You're not Wade. Damn, you're the guy who's like, yo, Xander, get your baby, dog. Get your baby, dog. He's staring at me.
Spoiler.
It's the first
That's
episode.
That's the first
of the
episode of the second season, boy.
They have to watch the whole first season first, boy.
Well, if you haven't watched the first season, then...
Are you even living?
Are you even a fan of...
Chad's?
Anything?
Yeah, Jordan, you just stick to your cooking shows, my guy. Look, back to the important shit at hand here. Yeah, so after acting school,
hand, by the way? What are we...
Dude, we're just talking about the weird shit I've done.
Oh, we haven't even gone to any weird shit. So keep going.
Haha, roar. So, 8th grade rolls around, and Well, because I'm only bringing this up because you mentioned that you did karate and I just laughed. Because it was amusing.
So we're going into a deep dive of your history.
Okay, all right, fine.
I did karate. Well, I did all these.
Okay, well, let me bring it back to the day.
When I was born.
I was doing calculus and derivatives first day I was out.
My mom made me used to do...
Bacchus. I had to do a Bacchus.
What? Oh, the calculator thing. Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't have to do that. No, but she made me do... She would buy math books over the summer and make me do them. Jesus. That's how Asian
that,
I
that's
was.
That's what... Yeah, my parents did that too. So in Singapore, you have this primary school leaving exam. Every 12-year-old has to do that exam, and that basically defines your future when you're 12. And so my mom made me study since I was 11. So I had to study the entire year. Like, over my break, she bought, like... What do they call it?
Test practice books.
No, the Tesla's the teaser. She's like, you better get a fucking A on this test. That's what you get right there.
I'm gonna be driving until you get an A. You're like, Dad, you already put 100,000 miles on it.
No, an A wasn't good enough. You had to get an A star. That was the.
So you had to be a superstar.
That's like Super Saiyan Asian.
Super Saiyan Asian 2 was like an S on your report card. Was there an S?
Oh, yeah, because we get like
Yeah, dude, it's weird.
We didn't even get graded letters.
Bro, there were some letters I remember seeing on report cards that like I've never seen, but they were existing. It's like A, B, C, D, E.
No, we got like S's and O's.
What's up, pass?
Well, yeah, you got S's.
You almost passed, but didn't.
Bro, that's me in life.
Yeah, we got S, O's, P's, and R's or something.
Yeah.
I was like,
and there's also N.
The fuck? N? You got N.
Yeah. Well, I went to private school until third grade.
An N.
What's an N?
It's like bad.
Yeah, I would imagine anything that's not an A is bad.
Negative.
Are you sure you said anything that wasn't an A star was bad?
Well, back then.
Oh.
Now, anything that's not an A. Okay. It's college.
Times have changed.
Well, back in like private school, we got graded in like weird things. So N was like neutral, I guess, and like S was like good.
it's not applicable.
maybe it was that, I don't know. It was a while ago, but yeah, it was weird. And then I moved over and I was like, what the fuck are these letters?
All right. Speaking of schools and children.
Wait, did you guys want to cut it around 45 or an hour?
Both.
Because we're at 45 right now.
We could do an hour.
Let's just shoot for 55.
No, but we also restarted the...
Oh, that's right. We take a long time to start.
I say like 55. Just go from there.
We're Gucci.
Because, you know, we want to do our best to get the retention super high. So, like, we can celebrate with another Tesla.
Yo, Chad, do you think I could talk to D-Bears after another day?
Yeah, so let me take off my snapback. What's up?
That's D-Bears.
Let me get D-Bears.
What's up, guys?
Hey, guys.
I'm back.
I'm back from doing calculus.
So back to my talking point. I wanted to talk about when I was born and I came out of the womb.
It was splendid. I started learning how to play saxophone.
And karate.
Jiu-jitsu. It was jiu-jitsu, bitch. Sit the fuck down. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Continue whatever you were going to say from your birth.
And then, you know, just made some poor life decisions. Now we're here.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see where you're poor. Yeah.
We peaked, and now we're at rock bottom podcast.
Like, I saw a tweet, and the tweet was, men starting a podcast was the equivalent of women getting bangs. And I was like...
Yeah, fucking Karishma sent me that.
Oh, she sent me that too.
Shout out Karishma.
Okay, first off, both of you and I got different responses when we said something to her.
Did we?
Well, you got a
what
heart
did you guys
text.
Send to her?
Nudes. Just throbbing dick pics.
Just like she sends a meme. Send the dick pic back.
That's weirdly different responses.
Well,
no, that was D-Bears, and I just send like a, oh, thanks.
They're both funny.
He sent the shirtless pic and put streaks on Instagram. He's like.
Okay, don't try to avoid the question. What did you guys send to her?
I just said, haha, XD.
No, I'm talking about the meme when you got different responses.
Yeah, I just said haha XD. And then she just got by like a yeah.
Oh.
I was like, that's a very civil response. Nathan out here got hearts. Man is about to pipe.
Did I? I don't even. I can't pull check up right now. I can't check. I remember I said like, oh, thank you so much, or something like that. I don't. I have no idea what she said.
And then she just responded with, "Fuck
when
me.
Am I coming over?"
It doesn't fucking matter.
Why are you the hot one?
Just come to the party. Just come to the party and go on a date with me.
I already know the title of this episode.
What?
No. We cannot.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we can.
What? I thought you were just going to name it Karishma.
No, Jesus Christ. No, I have a better name than that.
What?
Don't worry about it. I just wait.
Wait, Jordan.
Dude, Nathan, is your leg good?
Just fucking stretching.
For
because last time we didn't have leg room.
I know, this is weird. So much room for activities. You're
kicking the cords. Do you mean I always had leg room?
Lizzie, you have small legs.
I didn't.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I love when you make those noises, Lindsay.
I'm trying to get something that was stuck in my teeth.
Oh, what do you mean, Nathan? I always had leg.
She's like smacking her lips with a Chick-fil-A.
Ew.
With eat the more chicken.
With the Chick-fil-A.
Hold up. Okay. I have a... I have something
this
in my...
This part is disgusting.
Sorry, fuck. I just got dick in my mouth. Fuck. This isn't chicken.
Ew, dude.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
You're not getting your 30,000, bro.
No homo.
Okay.
Too late.
There we go. Are you ready for sure. A 5-second
Are you
homophobic?
Is that what you meant?
No.
I wasn't asking you, but okay.
Did you do your...
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I've said it twice so far.
look, get back on topic.
Just want to make sure.
All right. This week went by fast. I think it's just because I had exams and shit. But, dude, the
did amount you make them your bitch?
I fucking made
fuck
them my bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Are you sure?
I walked made into physics on time, made them my bitch.
Yeah, and then you left like 20 minutes.
No, I finished an hour and a half into the exam.
And then you left right after that.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want to say I stayed up from 4 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Why?
Because I was studying.
Why? Watching porn. Studying.
And there was porn.
You could have just
there was porn
studied
involved.
At normal people hours, but okay.
I took a nap. It was a 4-hour nap.
We're night people.
Yeah, sorry, Lindsay. We don't sleep at 7 p.m., you fucking geezer.
I mean, neither do I, but okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were up pretty late last night with someone.
No, I wasn't up late.
Lane, high five.
So you're saying 11 p.m. is late?
Oh, it's so
I don't
late.
Think it was Lane.
No, with Lane.
She wishes.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for him to pitch and her to receive.
Okay.
Anyways.
I thought that would be a better turnout of events.
So, Lindsay, what do you want to talk about this episode?
Dude, we've covered our topics. What
did you fucking address the talking points,
see.
Lindsay?
I thought we were
what's wrong with you?
I just had my grocery list.
Nathan, why do you have porn up?
I don't.
Dude, that looks like hardcore porn.
Oh. What about Chloe and Tristan? Should we talk about that? Do we even care? Does anyone even care about that?
I don't know what it is, and I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Do you know who Jordan
I know who Jordan is.
Jordan Woods.
Jordan Woods, do you know who that is? That's Kylie's
is it like he's related to Tiger Woods?
I wanted to. Okay, sorry. Continue.
No.
We're not going to talk about it. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Okay, I wanted to ask what were our first impressions of each other.
Oh fuck! This is going to be another hour
for the last 10 minutes of the episode.
Well, Nathan scared me.
We can keep that to the next podcast.
No. Let's just drop it right now. Let's drop it right now. Lindsay had resting bitch face. I didn't want to talk to her the entire rest of the semester, and then all of a sudden we're really close
David
friends.
David was scared of me.
Damn.
Who the hell's David?
Yeah, who's David?
Describe him.
Yeah, describe him.
Yeah, like
penis
you don't
girth?
Know.
What is it?
Huh?
What?
What?
Nothing.
Z Bears, you really got this 30,000 circulating in your head, don't
you? Do you see what's on my screen?
Yeah.
I want that Model X, baby.
When I first came here, I only had one friend for like an entire semester because their entire like group in the place that we always hang out, mm-hmm. like they all were scared of me. I don't know.
I really wasn't.
They thought not like scared. They thought I didn't like them at all.
Yeah, I thought you were very judgmental.
Yeah,
I still am.
The most judgmental person ever.
Yeah, she
wears her AirPods and judges people. She wears her big, ugly ass hoop earrings and judges people.
But now. I mean, hoop earrings aren't part of my culture, so you just insulted an entire culture.
I took Divers,
you just keep insulting audiences.
Square the fuck up. Meet me at this address.
All Latinas.
Wait, maybe what? Huh?
Yeah, Latinas wear hoop earrings,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's what they do. Fuck.
I didn't sign up for this. Hold on. Can we just get back to the sucking dick part?
I personally don't mind hoop earrings, so. Look, I personally don't mind Latinas either, so.
That's just because you're.
You just dug yourself into a really deep hole. Well,
I wanted to say something.
My first impression of D. Bears was not a liar, but I found out that he is, so that's what it is.
I just thought D. Bears was very outgoing and very hype-beast-ish, because I met him at a Halloween party, oh. And he just had a piece of paper.
Oh, that's right.
He had a piece of paper that's on his shirt that said hype-beast.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't think of a costume.
Oh, no.
I was wearing these pants that I'm wearing right now. I had my yellow Adidas hoodie with the tape, like the white Adidas logos.
Yeah.
I was wearing my Yeezys, and then I think I had a fake, yikes, like, Gucci bracelet just to fuck around with. And then I had a Batman mask on.
What would you have done if we didn't get along?
Who? You and I?
What would you have done if we didn't get along? When we first met each other.
I mean, you said it best.
That was a big commitment. Like, when we first met each other, we went to L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first time we met Lindsay.
Yeah.
That was?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome. That's all I have to say.
Just took a random L.A. trip. Like, hey, guys. Going to L.A. with my friend Lindsay? Come through. Pull up.
Oh, you said that because he was like,
come through.
Go to L.A. with my friends Nathan and Jordan. Come through.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I just speak.
Just got in the car, awkward intros. My name's Nathan.
That wasn't weird, but like it's strange how we met like on a 1 hour trip.
Honestly, no. Being D-Bruce is like best friend for like many years. Uh-oh. That's how many.
Be very careful.
That's how I meet all of his friends. Just like, yo, Nathan, cruise through. We're going to fucking Italy.
Wait.
Okay, I don't know these people.
And then it always just ends up with a good time. It just happens. Look, I don't bank on like me doing all the work when it comes to introducing my friends to each other. It's kind of like a go. Just put both of you out, just go.
Imagine if like we weren't as outgoing as we were that day.
Well, then I only really associate with outgoing people. Except for Jordan. Jordan's just very quiet and he watches cooking shows all day.
I think I barely talked to you that trip.
Yeah, you were very, very quiet.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's so funny when he's just me? Quiet. What?
You talked to her.
No, after the first after the first trip, I was like, D-Bears, your friends are exactly like you.
No way.
Yeah, like the way you guys talk and your mannerisms. Maybe it was just you. Because it was just Nathan, because Jordan didn't talk.
Oh, that's true.
But, like, I mean, it would make sense since you guys grew up together.
Saw. Cruise through.
See? Like, I think a lot of it were jokes, but, I mean, when I first met you, I didn't know they were jokes.
Oh,
so,
true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You thought.
See, that's why I was quiet.
I'm very careful. I'm very careful now.
Yo, honestly, when I first met D-Bears.
Oh, fuck.
No, I mean, I thought he was going to be the biggest dick I've ever met in my life.
Same. I did not like you the first time.
I cruised up with like one of my old best friends from middle school. And that's how I knew D-Bears was through him. So I just cruised up with him one day. Okay, we'll just name drop him.
Sorry. Bleep.
It's fine. I'll just take it out. But I just cruise up with him to your house. You open the door with like a wife beater on. And you're like, what's up, Tanner? And you have like a M4 airsoft gun.
Dude, wait.
And you're like, what's up? Come on in.
Bro,
welcome.
Shut the fuck up. Bro,
No. And then you have GTA 4 on the screen. You're playing the new GTA. First off, my mom wouldn't let me buy it because it's rated M. So I was like, holy shit, this guy's
fucking big dick energy right now.
Honestly. And I cruise through and he's like, yo, dude, have you ever got shot with an airsoft gun? I was like,
what?
No. He's like shooting Tanner. And he's like, dude, you want to get shot, bro?
Yo, I'll be honest here. I only picked up all these mannerisms because I was hanging out with Tanner. And first off, motherfucker, we met way back, like elementary school.
Oh, well, yeah.
Awkward.
Does that not count?
Well, no, that's when
we threw Brendan into the pool. It just doesn't count?
Well, no, because...
You threw Brett into the pool?
No, no, no. Sorry, his name was...
Dude, quit name dropping. Just don't even say anything. I'm just going to bleep it out. But, dude, it was when GTA 4 came out. Because I walked through and you were playing, like, we were all playing GTA 4, and I was like, holy shit, I want to get this. Are you guys okay?
Sorry, I was listening.
Listening for what?
You guys just all kind of shifted?
Sorry.
I was like what's over there?
You know that thing that.
Earthquake!
No, you know that thing in, like, Bird Box?
I never watched that.
It just was rushing through my veins, just like taking over.
Sorry, none of us watched it.
Oh, the disease?
Oh, that makes you want to kill yourself?
The thing that want no, no, doesn't. Yeah, sure. It makes you see your worst nightmares. That's what it is.
What did you see? He saw himself sucking that dick and not getting the 30 grand.
He's just like, psych, bitch. No.
He was waving it at your face.
Sorry, D-Bear. You didn't cruise the party. You fucking bitch. So, fuck. Is that your impression of me?
I mean, now it's not.
Oh, no.
Well, no, I know.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Jordan?
My first impressions? Nathan scared me.
Why?
I thought he was an asshole.
Maybe because
honestly, I get that a lot.
Really? That you're an asshole?
I get that I'm really nice.
I guess.
Well, no, but you're an asshole when people.
I try to be nice, but I'm nice is that what I make fun of people.
Who was I an asshole to?
Well, no, you're just funny.
You're not an asshole. You're just an ass.
So I was just new at my job.
You're just missing the hole. But go on, Jordan.
I was new when I met you, and you've been there for like a few years. So you were just like, you were at home. He was at home. And I was like, Nathan, what do I do to the spill that's on the ground? And he's just sweep it in. Just sweep it in the ground. Just, it's fine. And I was like, okay. And then he was just making jokes the whole time, making fun of me.
You guys didn't sign a non-disclosure act with your work, right?
Yeah, Jordan, you can't.
Okay, just say you work at AMC.
And I told him how to clean up the spill properly.
Okay. You guys work at AMC. Don't worry, you're good.
Yeah.
No, we work at the Dollar Theater.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Dollar Tree.
Anybody else's first impression? Oh, here am I, because you never met me when we first actually started talking.
Yeah, I thought your name was Toby.
Because it was
good. Oh, so yeah, the only reason he thinks you thought my name was Toby is because of my handle for the games that we were playing.
Shut up, it's called Gamertag. Don't act like it's a Twitter.
Dude, my handle.
Fuck you.
Yo, follow the handle.
I'm too good.
Tiny Schmeet, Toby.
So what? Why did he think that your name was Toby?
Because my name is Toby the Homie.
Why?
I don't know. Okay, look. I used to watch anime.
That's what we asked when he first joined. We're like, who the fuck is Toby the Homie? What's up, guys?
Hey, guys. Why must you be the hot one?
D-Bears, is that you? Yeah. Why are you Toby the Homie?
Shut the fuck up, Mr. Cool Cat. Yeah, that's right. Fuck you. No, so I named it up because there was an anime I was watching. I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. It's called Naruto.
Naruto.
And one of the characters' name is Toby with an
I. So you were like a proper fanboy of Naruto.
Yeah, I haven't changed it since because it's $10 to change. So it's kind of... And it also kind of rings pretty well. Toby the Homie. Everybody just doesn't fuck with me. Like, honestly, this guy's a homie.
It's actually kind of smart because it's not his name.
Yeah.
But it's a name that people can address as.
So it's pretty simple.
Yeah, just like I'd be playing me games. As fuck.
Yeah. And then what was worse was on our microphones, he thought Nathan was me and then I was him.
I guess we sound similar.
No, I didn't. So. Okay.
Oh, no, it was Tooper.
No, Tooper. I thought it was you and the high kid that we don't play with anymore.
Oh, yeah, that guy was fucking
worse. Yeah, because you were just angry the whole time, and he was just high, so your voices were both like...
Yeah, every time we played, this guy'd be like... All right, guys, let's do this shit.
Wait, who was that?
It was Christian's friends.
Oh, yeah,
it was just the high one, and I was like...
He joins the party. Yo, so, like, you guys smoke? You guys smoke? No, dude, we're just trying to play the game.
He's like, all right, hold on. Let me take this fat.
I hate that sound.
Yeah, that was a...
Ew.
All right, guys, let's get this fucking dub.
That was a terrible hit.
Sorry, I was taking it off a vape.
Why'd you pause before you say vape?
Jewel was on my mind, you know? All right. First and first... Are we...
What's no, so on? I just have one more topic I want to discuss. It kind of relates with first impressions.
Yeah, we should wrap it up soon.
But
yeah, we're at 103.
Who do we all look like?
Oh wait, yeah.
No. So celebrity doppelgangers. So, not just like I look like my neighbor.
Well, I'm sorry, that looks like Shay stupid. Mitchell.
What? Wait, what?
No. It's an inside joke. Sorry, listeners. We didn't.
Oh, sick! You're welcome. Love being a part of those.
Okay.
We can't waste any more time.
Yeah. So what I wanted... God damn it, Nathan, you made me fucking
forget. What do you want to say?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. We weren't actually recording this episode with Nathan. We were actually recording with YouTube sensation Markiplier. Yo, what are you going to hit us with the next vid? Because we just saw that you got pants. Are you getting a shirt next?
I don't look like Markiplier, okay?
Yo, Markiplier.
No, we do. Whoever's listening... Go watch our YouTube channel.
Markiplier.
Tell me if I look like Markiplier.
Yeah.
These fools think I do.
The handle's Markiplier on YouTube, so I just search his videos. These are actually the pants that he just got, too, so like...
I also get Steven Wynn from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that? It, but not much.
Wait,
I feel like they think I look like him for my Asian side, and then Markiplier is my white side.
How do you spell Wynn?
So maybe Markiplier
is not white.
Well, N-G-U-Y. What is he?
Oh. He's Asian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he might be half like you.
Yeah. Brother?
He's definitely brother? Asian, though.
Markiplier? Am I
Markiplier
you?
Markiplier is half, yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan.
Markiplier is half. You I mean, sorry, sorry. This guy?
What?
Is this him?
No, that's just some random guy. No,
that's just some random man.
That's just some random Asian dude.
Fuck, you're just telling Nathan he's a random guy?
No, I was like, you oh, sorry, get, sorry, you Markiplier? Get this guy? What?
I don't know. I haven't got any.
Why are there so many Asian dudes on this?
Who knows? All right, Jordan, you've been dying to tell everybody. Who do I look like?
Wait, no. We got to go in a line. So, Jordan, what do you get?
People say I look like Tom Holland, but I don't see it.
Next. No. Next.
We'll cut that one. Sorry, Tom Holland. We didn't mean to offend you. We love you as Spider-Man. Can't wait to see...
Offend you? Wow, thanks, buddy.
We can't wait to see Far From Home.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was mean.
Come on, dude. Okay. How can you just he can say that, Spider-Man like that?
I don't know if you like what I'm going to say.
Get ready for your doppelganger, D-Bears.
Hold on, I got to go to the bathroom real quick.
Who is his doppelganger?
Who's his doppelganger, Jordan?
Are we going to put him up on the screen when we edit this?
No, I'm not.
Pepe but, the Frog.
Peppa?
Peppa the Frog?
That pink bitch?
Pepe the Frog. Peppa the pig.
Pepe the Frog.
Wait.
This is what Jordan thinks he looks like.
Wait. Oh, that sad frog meme?
Yes.
The one where it's like, wait, oh my god.
What are the... Okay.
Since oh, yeah.
The one that got banned?
No, the reason behind it is when I first met you. That was one of my first impressions. I thought you looked like Pepe the Frog.
Hey, chat. If you're seeing this...
Pepe the Frog.
Can you turn the laptop that way?
What? He can just edit, like Pepe edit the, Frog? The image onto the screen.
Do I look like Pepe the Frog?
They know what Pepe looks like.
No.
People know what Pepe
Nathan,
the Frog looks
Pepe
like.
Pepe the Frog got banned.
From what?
It's right fucking here,
David. Well, no. Oh, fuck. Who did
dude,
it?
You gotta know your meme.
I think somebody had banned it.
From what?
Like, just the internet. The
it's
dark
right
web.
There.
No, that's the cool internet. Like, there's the dark web. Some shit. I remember getting banned during, sure. like, the elections.
Okay, pal. All
right. Pal. Lindsay, on to me, I guess. I was next. Yeah, I don't know. I just get different races, not, like, lookalikes.
You look like that one random girl.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Peep. Oh, Lindsay, I don't know if you ever saw this because they have already.
Peep D-Bears' Instagram.
There's this girl.
Scroll all the way down.
Oh god, this is going to sound super dated. You ever heard of an app called Hot or Not?
Oh my god.
No.
Okay,
it's an old school Tinder.
Okay.
Super, super old school.
It's are you hot or are you not?
Literally.
Yeah,
super
I got
simple.
That.
We just had to make sure that you got it. Okay. Yeah, let me try and find it.
Okay, well, while he's finding it, Lindsay, who do you get?
Wait, hold on. I found it.
Brenda's song.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That's freaking crazy.
Shit.
Honestly, like,
it's D-Bears with long hair. It's D-Bears with long hair.
Would it be bad if I said I'd... No, no, I wouldn't. No, not even with myself. I wouldn't be down.
Oh my god!
I mean, like, if you had the opportunity to fuck yourself. I will save it for next time. Next time. Next time.
Anyways.
That is, like, ultra...
incest?
What is the word?
That incest? That wouldn't be incest.
Narcissistic? No?
No.
Oh, you're calling... No, you're talking about narcissism.
Disorder, yeah.
Look no further. She's one of the hosts.
Oh, yeah. The sole reason why Lindsay wanted to do this.
So Lindsay, you want to join this podcast? Yeah, I do. I was like, oh, I don't think you were going to say yes. Yeah, I just want to hear and look at myself.
I love hearing my voice.
I love hearing my voice. I'm sure Lane does too.
Preach, sister.
I wish Lane does.
You look like a live-action Mulan.
Well, that's... Oh, that's borderline racist?
Do you see it?
I don't think... I don't get get like celebrities. I don't think there are a lot of Asian celebrities. That's why.
What about Lucy Liu?
Lucy Liu is completely face structure. Like first
name. I don't know, I was watching Futurama recently.
I don't think so.
Live action.
I mean, if I'm going to be totally upfront about my own race, Asians in general, we all look alike. You can say she looks like Mulan. I mean.
Well, I was going to say Brenda Song, but Mulan just kind of stuck out to me.
Brenda Song is, yeah, I could see it.
I could see it, yeah. I don't get, like, celebrity. I mean, like, no, because, so, a lot of, like, mainstream Asian actresses have single eyelids, so their eyes are just completely different from mine. So, I don't get a lot of, like, Asian actresses, huh?
What are single eyelids?
You know how when you look up, your eyelid creases?
Mm-hmm.
This line over here.
No, sorry, I can't see through your foundation.
Dude, this line over here. Like, my sister doesn't have a crease over here. Her eye is just, okay, you just Google single eyelid versus double eyelid.
That's
you guys
too
are
much.
So uneducated.
Look.
Whoa.
But you are. But, yeah, so our eyes just look completely different. Like, Lucy Liu's eyes would look completely different from mine.
Just fix it.
And then, so I don't get a lot of celebrities, but I get a lot of like, hey, you look like one of my friends.
Yeah,
and then they'll show it to me.
Markiplier over here.
Yeah.
So what's
the next up, guys?
Is that actually how you introduce?
That's, no.
How does he introduce YouTube?
I have no idea.
He says, what up, guys? It's your boy Markiplier.
What's up, guys?
You sound like him.
Next week, cruise the party. It's fucking lit. Pull up, Karishma.
God, I fucking hate you guys.
Yo.
Dude,
why don't you go on a date with me?
Tracy's gonna hear this, and it's just gonna be a long discussion.
Tracy, we love you.
Tracy, you gave him a hall pass, so
this is what happens.
God. Oh, dude, you were just building a case to get used against me.
This is what happens.
I mean,
he's not building a case. You did the stuff, so
yeah, you.
Your fault.
Oh, own up, D-Bears. Own up.
That wasn't me. I was high. I'm gonna pull the card.
But you also said that you kissed a girl, but you didn't. But, you know, it's whatever.
Liar, but okay.
Liar, liar, pants on liar.
All right, should we wrap it up, y'all?
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
We got my Chick-fil-A and peach.
To go to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah, one of the supposed myths to Lindsay over here.
What?
Last
Dave
week.
Dave and Buster's?
Yeah, you were like, Dave and Buster's, you never been there. You never went to, like, Chuck E. Cheese.
I went... I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese, but I've only been to Dave and Buster's twice.
Only twice.
It's just the adult version of Chuck E. Cheese.
All right.
Sick.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Okay. We'll wrap it up. Yeah, guys, if you want to listen to this, Spotify, Audio Boom.
YouTube.
It's now on Apple.
Watch it on
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. I surprisingly didn't get a notification that it was up.
Wait, didn't you say that it's still...
No, it actually is up now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I checked it.
Yeah, same. Same day. But
yeah, Apple Podcasts and then also YouTube.
Check out the Instagram page.
Yeah, we're working on,
follow us on Instagram
for some behind the scenes.
We can't post the entire session. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. It's been pretty fucking lit.
For sure.
With your hosts.
No, we don't have to say it again.
All right.
All right, peace out, guys.
Bye.
See ya, teabaggers.